Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm joined by Carolyn Chan, Director of Wireless Access Strategy and Technology at Intel. Welcome, Carolyn.
Hi, good to be with you, Allison.
So why don't we just start, you've never been on the program before, with telling me a little bit about what your group is responsible for at Intel and how that fits into our topic today around 5G networks.
So I am with this team under a group called Network Platform Group, headed by Sandra Rivera. We are part of Diane Bryan's data center group. We're focusing on delivering state-of-the-art silicon platform and software to communication manufacturers around the world.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about what 5G is and when we're expecting it to enter into the marketplace and why this is so important?
5G for us will be a combination of a network and device and wireless technology. What that meant is that all the next generation networks, category we call it 5G, need to solve a much more complex challenges than simply making the cellular network faster. 5G should be about how to enable the communication world and the computing world emerging together to deliver a much more efficient network and, more importantly, a better business model for everybody concerned, from the wireless service providers to the telco equipment manufacturers, and as well as the subscribers. And don't forget, there is also the over-the-top players. So we need to really focus on end-to-end networking and integrate a system-level solution, not just a better device or a better network, but how do they work together more efficiently?
How has the industry gotten together to start working on 5G, and what are the key technical challenges that we're facing in addressing all of those emerging use cases?
The industry itself, 3GPP, obviously, that's the main standard body. That's how they work. And there's also IEEE, it's a much more fundamental technology research. We've seen a very active role taken by European Union. Intel is part of that initiative. Intel has obviously quite a bit of a holding companies and intellectual properties out of our European sites. We worked with some of our customers as well as customers, meaning operators, together in driving some of the innovations in Europe. We see Korea and Japan, China actively taking up, because 5G, if you look at the timeline, the first instantiation of 5G will likely happen in the 2018 Winter Olympics in Korea, followed by 2020, that is the Summer Olympics in Tokyo. And we just heard the announcement of 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing. So we do anticipate 5G-related showcases happening in Asia. Intel has a pretty strong collaboration relationships in that part of the world that we'll be working closely with all the operators stated there, as well as their suppliers that will be our customers and the local universities and researchers to move forward.
Now, you've described a great roadmap getting up to 5G. And the other thing that Intel is spending a lot of time on is looking at virtualization of the core network with SDN and NFV. How do these two transitions play with one another? And why is it so critical to have network virtualization in place with SDN and NFV in time for 5G?
In the previous generations, the industry as a whole has been focusing solely on improving the air interface efficiency. We somewhat neglected improving the business model for the operators, as well as improving user experience for the subscribers. It's always about getting faster. So for 5G, we wanted to leverage all the work that we've been doing on SDN and NFV in the core network side. We're pushing that ever closer to the user side. A server-like infrastructure in the network can serve as not just as the core network can be served by InnoV, At the same time, because it is a server, it has all the IT technologies like virtualization, like caching, we can apply different applications and services close to the user, such as location-based services, proximity services, user analytics, virtual reality, augmented reality. There's a lot of people are pushing that. We call it mobile edge computing. Mobile edge computing, i.e. bring the cloud closer to the user, will be very important role in 5G, because 5G is all about user experience. And one of the 5G, Allison, is about very low latency. Critical IoT, telemedicine, some kind of robotic handling emerging situation, all that require instantaneous communication. We cannot afford a non-deterministic or maybe a delay-prone communication exchange. We need to make sure the latency is extremely low by applying as much of local intelligence as possible closer to the edge of the network. We can ensure and help to reduce the latency. Obviously, we're still at the early stage of 5G. We still don't know where exactly that's going to happen, but together with the rest of the industry, Intel is helping bring a different type of business model for the operators.
Is there anything different in Intel's role in 5G as compared to some of the earlier network transitions in this space?
I personally see Intel will play a much greater role in the 5G definition. Think about what we have to offer. We have a very strong device team. The device team has the RF technology. We're one of the first vendors to deliver a commercial millimeter wave type device. It's called WiGig. We have the IoTG team. We have strong presence in all the industry and embedded computing through our IoTG. We have the network platform group. We are one of the lead silicon and software providers to the cellular industry. And then we have the cloud group, which is one of the leading providers for all the clouds and data centers platform. Intel has a very unique role because we have our footprint every aspect of 5G.
Thanks so much for being on the program today. You provided a great insight into the industry's efforts towards delivering 5G and how important this is in terms of the future of the network. I'd love to have you back on the show sometime, Caroline, as we track the industry's advancements in this place.
Yeah, that'll be great. I look forward to our continued dialogue.
Thanks so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Allison.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.